now, we want to bring in Peggy Shepherd. She is the Director of Planning and Communication for Community Teamwork Incorporated. Good morning, Peggy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Teddy. Thank you so much for having me today.
Pleasure is all ours. How long have you been with CTI? You told me during the break. Please tell our listeners.
Well, I've been with Community Teamwork for 34 years. Yeah. In various capacities, but for the most recent, which is about the past 15 years, I've been in the planning office.
How has the mission and the efforts of CTI changed in the time that you've been there?
Well, the mission has pretty much remained the same. We have, tweaked it slightly, but our mission really is to help low-income people become self-sufficient, in a nutshell. We like to think that we are a catalyst for social change and that we engage stakeholders in all of our processes to help us identify what the needs are and how people can help us address those needs. So
I guess I should ask then, if CTI's basic mission hasn't changed, how have the needs of the community changed since you've been there?
Well, you know, throughout my tenure in planning, we have, for every 3 years, we conduct a community needs assessment. And I have to say that for most of that time, the needs of the community have been similar. We are seeing that people need housing. Housing is a huge issue. And it seems to bubble up quite a bit when we ask, community residents, what do you think is the most critical need? And I think part of that speaks to the fact that in this New England region, it's very costly to live here. Very, very costly. Rents are high and housing, to purchase a home, it's very, very expensive. So that's not really very surprising. We've seen other things. Child care is another huge issue. People need affordable, quality child care because, they need to work, need to get to work.
I would imagine educational service as well. I've become more aware in the last several years about the different types of things you do. And we're not talking children's education necessarily. We're talking about education for adults, basics such as, how to maintain a checking account, balance a checking account, how to plan, how to save so you can, purchase your own home or start up a business and so not. Yeah. So really, the need is across a broad spectrum of age groups at this point,
right? Oh, absolutely. We serve everybody from infants and toddlers on up to senior citizens.
Now, I was actually kind of surprised because I'm looking at some of the material here, this community survey that we're going to talk about where you want to see what the needs are now. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily determine the needs yourself. You do this with input from the community members. All right, so I know CTI located in Lowell. I assumed all the greater Lowell communities. I see Billerica, Chelmsford, Draycott on the list. I see Lawrence, Haverhill, Methuen, the greater Lawrence area. I see Dunstable. I see Tingsboro. Mm-hmm. I see Westford. I see Salem. I see Peabody. Mm-hmm. CTI's reach is very wide.
Oh, it certainly is. actually, our very core service area is, of course, the Greater Lowell area, which is Lowell and the seven surrounding towns. However, many of our programs span well out into other areas of Essex counties and Middlesex counties. So in total, we serve 63 communities across the state. And, that's an unduplicated count of communities, actually.
Wow.
So, yes.
How do you manage to serve the needs of the community? I'm going to guess the needs of Lowell and Lawrence and Haverhill don't necessarily coincide with the needs of Tewksbury, Chelmsford, and Westford. Mm-hmm. To some degree, affordable housing is always an issue, but how are you able to meet the needs of those different, very diverse communities?
Right. Well, of course, the what we call the gateway cities, the Lowell, the Lawrence, the Haverhills, the Methuens, those communities have obviously higher levels of poverty and have oftentimes greater needs. But even the suburban communities, we're seeing a little bit of a increase in some of the poverty rates. But the needs are might be slightly different in the sense that we're also helping the communities, the towns in those communities that are, you know, in helping to build affordable housing, for instance. That is one thing that we do for the towns, but and it helps the towns to meet what their 40B restrictions and percentages. So we work very closely with towns, and yes, our suburban neighbors may not have as high a rate of poverty, but the needs are still there. There are many parents that are out of work and children that need child care, parents that need job training. There's a whole host of issues that people
face. 822 here on 980 WCAP. We're chatting with Peggy Shepherd. She is the Director of Planning and Communication for Community Teamwork Incorporated, and she's here this morning to talk about a community survey that CTI is conducting to learn about what you think are the needs of your community. Now when I say you, because I have the survey form here in front of me, is this just for folks who are already taking advantage of one of CTI services, or can anybody in the community, no matter what your social status, financial status, racial, your cultural status, everybody's in coverage to fill this out?
Absolutely, Teddy. We are seeking input from the community at large, and we mean input from across the entire Merrimack Valley. Those are communities that we are serving, and we want to hear from the folks directly as to what you think the most critical needs are facing your communities today. This is work that we, you know, in order for, it's all a part of our 3-year strategic plan. Let me preface by saying that. And so as we seek out community input and community engagement into these issues, then we are able to, you know, identify, you know, what the community is telling us. Who best knows what the community needs than the community itself? That's what we like to say. And
individuals, citizens, residents. How about are businesses encouraged? If you're a mom and pop business or a large business, are you encouraged to fill this out as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Regardless of anything. This is not, we actually have 5 survey instruments in play right now. This is what we're calling our community survey. But we have done some surveying of consumers that we serve at CTI. We have surveyed our board of directors, our staff. We are surveying our community organizational partners that we work with on a regular basis. And this is a survey, the community survey is one in which we are seeking input from the community at large, no matter where you live, throughout the Merrimack Valley, whether you're a small business owner, whether you, you know, regardless, we want to hear from you to find out what you think the most critical needs are.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the list, and you know, item number one, what city or town do you live in? Check. Pretty straightforward. Item number two, please check what you feel are the top 3 unmet needs.
Correct.
Now, that's different from the needs, because some you may feel that certain needs that are on this list are actually being properly addressed. So this it gives you a little room for thought. But I'm looking at it. How do you narrow this down to a top 3? Child care, substance abuse resources, health care, which I'm going to guess should be at the top of everybody's list in some way, shape, or form. Job training, housing, transportation, emergency financial assistance, mental health services, jobs, money management, food, nutrition. I could go on, but it's going to be really tough to get a top 3. Let's just say if one clearly emerges, I would guess it'll be dispersed evenly. Mm-hmm. But if you see that one clearly breaks away from the pack and the number of checks it gets, obviously that's going to become an area
Absolutely.
Of focus, right?
Yeah. The way the process works is we engage the community, we ask for their input, and boy, we will have a very long list because people feel differently depending on, you know, what's impacting them at the moment. But I think our process is to then, obviously, we won't be able to address every single need, but we will narrow it down to the top 3 to 5 potential needs.
And when you do this, will you do it over the overall sample, or will you kind of look for a trend? Okay, this is these top three in Greater Lowell, but in the Greater Lawrence area, one of the three is similar, but the other two are different. Are you able to kind of break up the focus based on a region as well?
Yes, we are, Teddy. We are using, you know, a electronic tool for our survey instrument. So when you go on to our website to take our survey, it gets entered into a Survey Monkey. It does some preliminary analysis of that data. And we are able to segment the data a little bit into the various responses in terms of which communities, you know, and what needs. But our job, after, you know, we've engaged the community to tell us what these needs are, then we have to really look internally and do an internal assessment and find out how are we as an agency equipped to meet those needs. Do we need to, you know, add resources somewhere? Do we need to build capacity somewhere? And if it is a need that perhaps it's a service that we don't necessarily offer. For instance, I'm going to just suggest substance abuse. We are not a substance abuse agency. There are other agencies in this community that do that work and do it very, very well. However, if this bubbles up to the top, we still need to find a way in which we can help those other organizations to address these needs. We see people coming into our agency that do suffer from substance abuse, that have this issue and this problem, and we want to make sure that they get the help and the resources they need to get clean.
It's 8:28. We're talking to Peggy Shepherd, Director of Planning and Communications for Community Teamwork Incorporated, CTI, as it's more commonly known, for those of us who are too lazy to say the words, Community Teamwork Incorporated. All right, I'm holding the survey in my hand. Can folks stop by CTI and pick up a copy? Can they go online? How can they actually take the survey?
Absolutely. The survey is available on our website, which is www.comteam.org, and it's comteam.org. You can go there. It's right on our homepage. There's a little blue button that says, tell us how we're doing, take our survey. If you click on that, it will bring you to the community survey, and we're asking folks to please take 5 minutes. That's all it will take of your time, and if you choose to provide us with your contact information, we will enter you into a drawing to win a $100 gift card to Market Basket. So
that's the best part of this whole thing, right? And literally the form, it's only six little items there, the two that I mentioned and a couple of quick questions. Yep. So everybody who submits a survey is entered. What's the deadline?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to be wrapping up the surveys. The deadline is actually March 31st. Okay. So, you know, after March 31st, we need to wrap up and we need to start analyzing all of this data.
I was going to ask, so what's the plan then? Obviously, you're going to analyze it. You're going to determine the top needs. Mm-hmm. You'll have to come back so we can definitely discuss what they are. Then the bigger question is, when do you anticipate beginning the implementation of strategies to meet the needs?
Right. Well, one of the things I want to mention quickly, Teddy, is that we are meeting today with another organization that has gone through a similar process of a community health needs assessment, the Greater Lowell Health Alliance. And, you know, there are other organizations that do these assessments. So we want to, you know, see where things are intersecting, what's bubbling up across all of these needs assessments, not just ours, and see where we can work together as a community to have a larger community impact on helping to address these issues. That's really a new way of looking at things, a new way of doing things, instead of just replicating what other folks are doing. So we will be working together with other organizations, and we will find identifying those needs that have come up, and we will be putting together a plan of action to address them. This is a three-year plan that will take place starting in 2018 through 2020.
One more time, how can people fill out that survey online?
People can fill out the survey by going to Community Teamwork's website at www.comteam.org, or you can drop by any Community Teamwork site and pick one up, or you can give me a call, and I will be happy to send one to you directly.
Peggy Shepherd, Community Teamwork Incorporated, Director of Planning and Communication. Thank you so much for taking the time to
join us this morning. Thank you, Teddy. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
See, it wasn't that difficult, was it?
No.
Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all.